Finally, the moment many of us have been waiting for. Throughout the first week of this synod, I've heard every day how important the role of lay men and women is for the re-evangelization of our post-Christian societies. The witness of lay people in politics, business, the media, the work of justice and peace, charity and development is the most effective way to combat the faith fatigue that bishops have spoken about repeatedly in their national or regional contexts. Marriage and the family, one speaker after another has stressed, is the cornerstone of new evangelization, the place where the next generation will or will not be educated in the Christian faith. So why have we had to wait until the end of this morning's session to hear one word from lay people themselves? Almost 100 experts, lay and religious, have been invited to the synod, although only half that number, known as auditors, are given the chance to address the assembly directly. The others are expected to share their input with the small groups that draw up the final propositions and message at the end of the three-week meeting. Half a dozen laymen from Mexico, India, Syria, Italy, Uruguay and Russia spoke at the end of the Tuesday morning session from their seats at the very back of the large synod hall. They spoke eloquently of the fear and alienation of men and women today, struggling with the effects of globalization, the financial crisis, family breakdown and an increasingly virtual and fragmented world. They stressed the need for closer Christian unity, greater solidarity with the poor, a stronger effort from churches to persuade governments to stop the fighting and promote dialogue in the Syrian conflict. And the family, held up by so many bishops as the basic building block of society? How many married couples, mothers or fathers, will be addressing the synod about the very real problems they're facing in the church and elsewhere? There is just one couple from France, founders of the Alpha movement there, who'll be sharing some down-to-earth ideas on family life today. And some church leaders, notably a bishop from Malta this morning, have spoken sensitively about the difficulties of failed relationships, single mothers, divorcees, and others who feel let down and abandoned by the church. We have no easy answers for those people, Bishop Grech from Gozo continued, but they are looking for a clear message from this synod that God's love is for them too. For far too long, the church has overlooked, ignored, or passed hasty judgment on these so-called irregular situations, holding up instead a model of perfect family life that few of us, honestly, can really claim to represent. From the Synod Hall, I'm Philippa Hitchin.